A lot of people travel to Austin, Texas these days just for the music. And there's a popular new hangout there where the walls are filled with local artwork. Real barbecue is dished up in heaping servings. And there are live bands at least four times a week. The shows start early. There's never a cover charge. And the entire place is air-conditioned and very, very clean. Correspondent Harriet Baskis says that the only catch is you have to go through a metal detector to get in.
Austin used to have an in-town airport. It was easy to get to, but according to Robert Mugerauer, the facility was cramped and boring.
Yeah, the old Robert Mueller Airport is kind of a classic, I suppose, 1950s, 60s airport with low-key, one-story terminal with a tower. Yeah, it was definitely a kind of an anonymous, every-place, no-place airport.
Mugerauer, now the dean of the College of Architecture and Urban Planning at the University of Washington in Seattle, spent more than 20 years in Austin, including a stint on the city's design commission, which tried to spiff up the airport.
So we had our famous upside-down hanging blue bonnets, the classic Central Texas flower greeting people, but on the one hand, that wasn't often noticed, and on the other hand, it didn't give too much distinction to the airport.
Then in 1990, Congress announced the decommissioning of the nearby Bergstrom Air Force Base. And Mugerauer says city officials jumped at the chance to use the space to build a new airport with a very definite sense of character and place.
So the idea was then that the airport would be looked at in terms of the regional landscape, the kinds of plants that grow there, the kinds of stone that are there, a sense of the strong sky and the weather patterns that come in. And then the idea that the arts and music would be inlaid into the building itself.
Austin's bright, airy new airport is made of glass and native limestone and is surrounded by native trees and brightly colored wildflowers. Austin-made music plays on the sound system, and vendors offer local foods and work by Texas writers, musicians, and craftspeople. The specially commissioned art scattered around the terminal also reflects the city's character and heritage, from the large format murals of local landscapes hanging in the ticket lobby to the series of hats and hairdos etched onto the mirrors over the sinks in the baggage claim bathrooms. For the men, it's cowboy hats and sombreros. For the women, it's big hair. And folks simply need to face the mirror to experience a Texas look. Austin artist Jill Bedgood.
We have Country Girl, Farrah Fawcett, a Flip, Ann Richards, and to be honest, I think the last one in the other room is Lyle Lovett's hair. I expect people to try them on and to kind of see what it might be like to have big hair.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow, that's so cool. This is the Dallas hairdo right here. There we go. Now that's almost like my own hair.
Austinite Karen Abrams has been out to the airport many times, but this is her first visit to the ladies' room in the baggage claim area. Mostly, she says, she and her friends head to the airport because it's a great place to hear live music.
And you put me on a natural high. I can fly. I can fly.
Just like today, you had Johnny Gimbel and Floyd Domino, both Grammy winners. And Freddie Powers was playing today, and Freddie Powers wrote a lot of the songs for Merle Haggard. What better lineup, I mean, to come out here free to the airport, early show, you know, take a break, have a drink, and it's really great.
The locals in the audience are the relaxed folks, not toting carry-ons or small children. The out-of-towners are the ones tapping their feet and, like Marty Stein, keeping one eye on the departure monitors.
I was just going to rush in, go to the gate, and then I heard the music and I couldn't resist it. I'm going to have to leave in just a few minutes and get onto my flight. If I knew they were doing this, I probably would have left my assignment and come a little earlier just to hear them.
An airport is a really great place to hang out. It's possible, says Jim Suihiro, and increasingly important in any city that wants to make citizens, visitors, and businesses feel welcome.
Some people call it sense of place. Some people say that it is the front door to our communities, and that is true.
Suihiro is an architect for NBBJ Airports, a design firm that has worked on projects nationwide. He says an airport with great curb appeal doesn't have to be expensive, just inclusive.
It's a matter of having an attitude that when you do execute things, you take into consideration environment, place, culture, spirit of people. And when you do so, I think you end up with a pretty good airport.
Austin, he says, has ended up with a pretty good new airport. But the city hasn't quite abandoned their old airport yet. Austin's film industry is transforming portions of that dowdy old facility into sound stages and backdrops for modern-day movies. In Austin, Texas, I'm Harriet Baskis for Studio 360.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break here for a minute, let you guys catch your airplane. Off we go.